Proclamation number 3811 of 25th of June, 1946. End of tribulation. Judgment. New earth. Yet the time of tribulation will also pass and be followed by a time of deepest peace and heavenly bliss for all who believe in me and remain faithful to me until the end. And just as the time of adversity has come upon the earth, my promise of the time of peace is also true, for my word is eternal truth, and it has to come true. A time has to follow again where there is no longer a spiritual low and therefore all earthly adversity is eliminated, where people live in closest union with God and are therefore also happy. But first a sifting has to take place which began with the great adversity and continues in the time of tribulation where people have to decide for me or my adversary. And only an exceedingly great tribulation will bring this about. For people have become hardened and faithless and need the most severe means of education for the purpose of improvement. But even this time will come to an end and that shall be a comfort to my own that I will shorten the days so that my own will not fall away from me in the time of greatest distress. A blessed fate awaits them on the new earth. And those who believe in my word will find strength in this promise and withstand every onslaught of the world. For I will not leave my own and will come to fetch them myself when the height of adversity has been reached. With my strength and grace even the most difficult days can be endured, but the reward is certain for you. A blissful, peaceful life after this time of tribulation. Where you will praise and glorify me, where you will thank me from the bottom of your heart, where I will dwell with you myself visibly and tangibly because you are full of love. Therefore, don't fear the time of tribulation, bear it in view of the end, accept it humbly, for it can still mean salvation for the lost souls and spare them the repeated earthly journey through the whole of creation. And recognize the truth of my word from everything that still comes upon earth, for I have long predicted it so that you should become firmer in faith, so that you can prepare yourselves for it and thus mature spiritually. Recognize my love, even though people will be painfully affected by my will or my permission. For your souls this time of need is of great urgency, yet it will pass. It will not last long for the sake of my own. It must give way to a time of most delicious peace on the new earth, which will be enjoyed by all who are mine and remain faithful to me until the end. Amen.